It is 7:39. It's a Thursday, the WSW Morning Team Show. Thank you for joining on a morning where, during the Ontario Hockey League season, if it's a Thursday morning, and it is, as we stated, it's time to find out about Saginaw Spirit Hockey, the latest updates and information. As we have in studio, joining us, the voice of Spirit Hockey, as you join him on all the broadcasts when you listen and enjoy the broadcast on 100.5 and also online. Joey Botano in the studio with us this morning, also with a special guest that we'll be talking to in just a moment as well. But Joey, let's first of all say good morning to you and welcome once again, sir.
Morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
Well, as always on Thursday morning since we last talked, Spirit with a couple of games, tough games with Kitchener and Owen Sound from the past week. As we continue to talk about a young team looking to find its footing, looking to get that 60 minutes of hockey being played. There's always some bright spots during the games, some tough spots too, we know. That's what you get. Let's talk about some of the bright spots, because one of the things, and it's always fun when this happens, during one of the games that happened this past week, it was a loss, but still, Brayden Hislop getting his first OHL goal. That's always an exciting moment.
Yeah, it is. And excuse me. It's, you know, that's all part of it. When you have such a young group, you have so many guys that are scoring their first OHL goal. And for Brayden, it took him a little longer. He's a defenseman. And not only is he a defenseman on this team, but, you know, unlike some of our other guys, he's really a stay-at-home, kind of a tough, rugged defenseman. So in the opportunity there, we were down 5-1 late in the third period, and so he got an opportunity to play late and an opportunity to kind of move up in the play and found a loose puck in front of the net. So you're always happy for a kid like that because he works extremely hard, he competes hard, he's actually really physical, and you know, he's a little bit older, even though this is his first year in the OHL, it's his first opportunity, but he's a little bit older and has a little bit more experience than some of our other players. So to get him that first goal, you could see the next night in Owen Sound how much more confidence he was playing with. And, you know, that just goes down the line. That goes for any of our young players that have a taste of success. Usually with that comes a big shot of confidence into their game. And we saw that with Brayden on Saturday night in Owen Sound.
You know, what's fun, too, is that, you know, all the teammates, his teammates appreciate that, you know. It's like they know what's going on, and it's like they can cheer him. They can almost share that success, if you will.
Yeah, and like you said, when a team's struggling like this team is, to have anything positive happen is a good thing and something to feed on. And, you know, I know from just from talking to the coaches is, you know, that's the stuff that they focus on night after night, you know. At this point, at this time of the year, I think you'd really wear the kids out if you were focusing on the negative every night. You know what I mean? So I think this coaching staff, at least from what they tell me, they've been focusing on the positive as much as possible and obviously trying to teach when there is mistakes, but not, you know, not yelling, not screaming, not getting in the kids' face, but teaching them, you know, the right way to do it. And, you know, hopefully by the end of the year we'll have something, you know, tangible that everyone can see. That's a positive going into next season, because right now you really got to break it down. You really got to be a hockey person to understand the small, intricate, you know, development process the team's taking. It's some nights it's not visible. Some nights you really got to dig deep for it. It's tough. It's a tough league this time of the year. There's so many good teams that are competing. But there is incremental growth, and there are little things that are going on night to night that we're able to pick out and positives to grow from.
Well, if anyone has a chance to witness the Spirit play, as I have several times, and you look at some of the youngsters on the ice, I mean, I'm no expert, but I can see these kids and what they are, and, you know, again, the very young kids, and you know that just with a couple of years of experience and their overall matured level, and let's face it, some of the physicalness that they don't have now.
I mean, 100%.
You grow a couple of years, and it makes a whole big difference in your game.
Well, this isn't like a young team in the NHL, because I think once you've gotten past the age of 23, I guess would probably be fair to say that physically you're done growing. You know what I mean? You are who you are. So the only way you get better is skill development at that age. Well, in the OHL, when it's ages 16 to 20, obviously the teams that have a surplus of 18 and 19-year-old players are going to be the best teams, usually, like 9 times out of 10. So that's where we're at. I mean, that's the tough part of this league, is not only do we have a young group, but like physically, just in human nature, they're still growing and learning and, you know, becoming more competitive naturally and all those things. So it's not just a matter of, you know, getting game experience. It is, but it's also like the human element of maturing as a person and getting in the weight room and having your body naturally grow and all those things, you know. So yeah, it's more than just the, you know, the game experience too. It's just overall with 17 first year players or 17 new players on this team, we're doing this collectively as a group, which makes the pain, there's some pain involved for sure. I think at the end of the day, it was the right thing to do for the organization at the right time. And in the moment, there's some pain for sure.
You have a chance, listeners, to enjoy Spirit Hockey on ice at the Dow Event Center. See those youngsters both Friday and Saturday against the Owen Sound Attack. We don't want to skip over a Friday game because it's there, but we certainly want to talk about Saturday because there's a special connection once again, Joey, as the Spirit have that great community outreach, and you have a special guest in the studio. What's happening with Saturday night's game?
Yeah, well, first of all, we have Owen Sound coming in for two this weekend, and they're actually the hottest team in the OHL right now. They've won 6 in a row. Actually, one of our former first-round picks is playing in his overage year for Owen Sound, Nick Porco. So he's been back to the Dow a couple times, but a lot of fans remember Nick from his time here in Saginaw, and you know, it's a good team coming in. So, and they're coming off a 5-0 win against us last Saturday night. So I know the team's going to be looking forward to you know, getting back to that and ending a streak of their own and try to end Owen Sound's winning streak. But we got the game, of course, Friday night, and then Saturday night is our Hockey for the Homeless night, and it's great to partner with Dan Streeter and Rescue Ministries in Mid-Michigan again. Not only did we not get to play our game last year because the season was canceled, I believe that our next home game would have been Hockey for the Homeless night during the 1920 season when it got paused, and then we never got started again. So unfortunately, we haven't had Hockey for the Homeless in 2 years. It's a huge fundraiser, and I love this one because it stays in the community. You know, Dan's operation there with Rescue Ministries in Mid-Michigan, it affects people in our community here. The money we raise, you know, it helps Dan, you know, grow his operation, and he's done that, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But this is a great night, and it's, you know, again, it's been a huge fundraiser over the years, and I believe this is our 9th this year.
Correct, yeah.
Wow. Nine years, so just keeps on going and keeps on getting better, and we got specialty jerseys too that we'll be wearing Saturday night.
So tell us more, Dan Streeter.
So we're always excited about the partnership that we have with the Spirit. This is definitely one of the highlights of our year, and love hockey, love watching what happens with the Spirit. But then also, this is a great way, and I think this is also the reason why the Spirit have so much success in our community, is because they're helping to build our community. They're building young men, but they're also helping to build our community. And this is one of the ways that they do it. And so all the proceeds, everything dollar that's raised, goes to our Samaritan Youth Shelter, something that we were able to open a year ago, helping to provide a place of care for kids who are 12 to 17 years old. We're licensed with the state of Michigan, 10-bed facility, right there at Good Samaritan Rescue Mission. 6 kids stayed with us last night. It's been a critical need in Bay County. And so every dollar raised goes exactly to help those shelter operations. And we've got a fun night planned. It'll start at 5:30 in the evening with a concert sponsored by ESCON that Frankenmuth Bible Church is going to be having a praise and worship band there. And then we've got all kinds of fun games for the kids and a photo booth and just all kinds of fun, even a balloon artist. We got a balloon artist there too. So when you come into the Dow, we want for you to be able to know a festive environment, and hopefully that will help bleed into the game that happens at 7 o'clock. We can have a full arena and help cheer the Spirit on to a great victory.
And it's also a chance for people, too, to actually see the faces of people who helped that rescue ministries that you run.
Definitely. And so even there that night, we're going to have the staff from the youth shelter there. They're going to be doing the ceremonial puck drop along with one of the kids that are staying there. Just you can see firsthand and help out firsthand. If you buy a fundraising ticket, $5 for every one of those tickets goes to shelter operations. So whether you go directly to the Spirit and they're at their store, or you can call us at 989-755-HOPE, and you can get your ticket from us as well. But $5 from every ticket sold. Then another really cool thing that's going on that the Spirit has worked with us is that we were able to launch a campaign at the beginning of the week, and we've got some very passionate sponsors that have put up some seed money, some match money. And so we launched this on TV5 on Tuesday night. It's going on for the entire week. Your donation will be matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000. And so far we've raised $10,000. We've got another $10,000 to go over the next couple days. Hopefully you'd consider making a gift to help the Samaritan Youth Shelter there in Bay City. You can go online to r3monline.org to make a gift. And then to add to all the other fun,
there's more.
Plus, there's more. we've got an amazing commemorative jersey. I'm a huge Spirit fan. I've also grown up with the Gears, and so this year, 20 years of the Spirit staff came to me and started brainstorming some ideas. We've got a phenomenal jersey that helps blend both the history of the Saginaw Gears and also our Saginaw Spirit. And they're going to be a game-worn jersey. They'll be auctioned off afterwards. These are amazing jerseys. Go online. You can see them through our Facebook pages, either at the Spirit or at Rescue Ministries. And you'll definitely want to get your hands bid on one of these to get your hands on one of these great, unique jerseys.
Always a lot of ways that you find a way to have some fun elements for your serious cause. And through the Saginaw Spirit and Rescue Ministries of the Michigan Relationship. Dan, we appreciate you coming in this morning, letting us know what's going on. Joy, we direct people to SaginawSpirit.com. Get those tickets and information. Is there a special code, by the way, we need for those tickets? Do we know?
Just call the Spirit office and let them know you want one of the fundraising tickets.
All right.
They'll take care of you.
All right. And we'll listen for you. If you can't get down to the Dow Event Center for the games, Joey and Dennis calling the action both Friday and Saturday, 6:50 broadcasts on 100.5 and online. And again, Dan and Joey, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Charlie.